To kick off each hour of the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, we've asked the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese to say a prayer.
Hi, we are the members of the St. Edith Stein Honor Society of Gina Chaley Academy. We're in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
Listen to AM 1160, The Quest.
I can second that. Thank you very much for the prayer there in Latin.
Is that what that language was?
Yeah. I thought it was Spanish.
Those funny words that people were saying there.
I don't speak that language, but I have two people in the studio with me that I believe understand some Latin.
I was disinvited in seminary from taking the second semester of my Latin class because I was just too bad at it. So I do know the Hail Mary in Latin, though.
My son took 4 years of AP Latin in high school, and I said, "You're all set to be a priest here, buddy."
Yeah, unfortunately, or depending on where you land on this, the priests don't use it much anymore, so he'd probably be a little persecuted, actually, for being able to speak Latin as a priest.
Before we get going too much further here, let's just say I'm Dave Savage. I'm the programming production manager here at the AM 1160 The Quest. We are joined this hour on our pledge drive by Father Tim Nadolski and Father Michael Rivak.
Great to be here.
Yeah,
great
thanks. Here. Thanks both of you for being here. Now, we had some excitement just happened a little while ago, and I want to mention this because this is like a very cool thing. So we've got these monthly donors that we wouldn't even be on the air if we didn't have them, and so we appreciate them. But I've been saying all along here, you know, the inflation and everything, the economy, it's hitting you in your households, it's hitting every family in their households, it's hitting the Quest as well. Things we have to buy, that it goes up. So we've been leaning on our monthly donors, obviously, but we're leaning a little bit harder, asking them to increase that monthly donation. But now we've got a $100 honey baked ham gift card.
All right, that sounds good.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And if any monthly donor...
What do I need to do to win that?
Are you already a monthly donor?
Admittedly, I'm not. Maybe I'll have to change that.
Exactly. But if you are a monthly donor, if you double your monthly donation, you're going to get that $100 honey baked
first one to
card.
Double it.
Yeah.
Better start calling in.
Yeah, and we only have one of those. So if you do that right now, if you double your monthly donation... It's yours.
It's a race to the ham.
Yep.
It's like one of those festivals in medieval times where you're chasing the pig and you've got to grab it.
Absolutely.
So that's 470-508-1160. And if you are still waiting to call, a younger person has probably already beat you because they went to thequestatlanta.com or did it in
their app. Or using their app, exactly.
Yes.
Absolutely. You can donate all those ways. I just want to give a quick shout out here to a few people. Kathy and Chris, we thank you for your donation. Mark and Natalie, thank you very much. Amy, in honor of Father Tim.
Oh, how about that?
Oh, look at
thank
that.
Thank you, Amy.
Is that Amy from Jefferson?
Amy from Kennesaw.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Amy.
Well, listen, we need to know when our St. Clair parishioners call and pledge as well. So make sure, St. Clair parishioners, that you mention that you're from St. Clair so that we can tip our hats to you there.
And Georgiana from Woodstock, we thank you for your donation as well.
Dave, as a parish priest, we certainly understand all of the hidden costs when we're looking at, you know, the tithes that people make generously or otherwise, and like air conditioning and we stream a lot of our content from the parish. What are some of your hidden costs that people might not be thinking about?
Well, and you take for granted that when you turn on AM 1160 that the Quest is going to be there. You just take that for granted, but there are so many things involved. For instance, our internet, $650 a month.
Business internet isn't cheap.
No,
$650.
Especially to have reliable internet.
So it would take $650. It would take 13 or 14. I can't do maths well. $50 a month.
I think your Latin's better than your math.
Pledgers to cover just your internet. That's a lot.
But if you wanted to break that up into monthly donations, it would be doable for one person. Is it gone?
It's gone.
Oh, the ham's gone.
Somebody got the ham.
Somebody doubled their monthly donation, and we're very thankful. We're very appreciative, and they got the $100 honey-baked ham gift
card. But now, like in a white elephant sale, does somebody have an opportunity to double the double and steal it from you?
No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
What if we were to do something like that? If you double your monthly donation to St. Clair, then, you know, something special happens. But you can someone else can double and beat
you.
What if
a St. Clair parishioner were to call in and double what they were already giving? Maybe we could do something special for them as the priest at St. Clair, and we could talk about that.
Say a prayer?
Well, no.
Oh, more than that.
No.
More like something culinary.
We'll do a nice dinner at the rectory or something like that. So again, St. Clair parishioners, if you're listening, we need you to call in and start pledging.
We're going to take a break at the bottom of the hour. If we want to talk about this, we can at that point. Let's...
Also, you don't have to be a St. Clair parishioner. I mean, when you call and donate to the Quest, you can also, of course, always go to St. Clair. We're a fledgling young parish. We're only about 8 or 9 years old, but we've grown to over 1,600 families.
Wow.
Very rapidly.
Rocking and rolling.
Ackworth is a booming place. In fact, Father Michael just arrived at St. Clair July 1st. So we went from one priest to two, which is a big step of growth for a parish, and so it's been fantastic for the parish to have both of us to be able to be available. Sometimes you need Catholic content, you go to the radio, which is fantastic, but also remember your priests are there. Mm-hmm. And we would love to answer questions and to be available, help with classes, any of those things.
And speaking of Catholic programming, of course, it's out there, but people don't use it as much as they should. There's huge benefits,
mm-hmm.
Especially today when there's so many voices from so many different avenues telling you things that with hidden agendas, right? I mean, when you go to the movies, they're not making that movie to help you in your life. They're not making that movie to help you get through your life and to heaven, right?
I mean,
Facebook, YouTube as a platform in general, all this media content, it's all directed to make money,
mm-hmm.
right? Catholic media, Catholic production is there to try to help you get to heaven. I mean, mm-hmm. how do you beat that? And we don't value that reality as much. So I certainly don't take advantage of it as much as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, I'm sure folks like you don't get into the business of Catholic radio to make money. Obviously, it takes money to make it possible, but it's through that generosity of donors that the generosity of tithing that supports all of the missions and apostolates of the Catholic Church, whether it's your parish, whether it's your school, whether it's your St. Vincent de Paul Society, mm-hmm. whoever it may be that is benefiting from that. So the generosity of the people is something very much necessary and something very much appreciated.
And Father Tim, you were talking just a little while ago about people, you can get a lot out of the Quest, but also talking to your priest and everything. But as you were saying that, I was thinking about this, that every morning at 8 a.m., we have Christ is the Answer with Father John Ricardo, mm-hmm. who is just this dynamic speaker. And I'm just amazed that he can carry the entire hour, just his voice. It's compelling. But maybe Father John Ricardo says something that gets you to thinking. And you've got priests at your parish that you can go and talk to, maybe explore a little bit more of what you might have heard on, whether it's Father John Ricardo, no matter, maybe it's, called to communion, whatever the show might be, that you can go to your local priest and have more of a conversation about it.
One of the things, if a priest has a shepherd's heart, they want to provide for their people, mm-hmm. right? They want to be the kind of priest that their people can feel comfortable coming talking to, not simply because they're nice and welcoming and accommodating to the needs of their people, but also because the people know that they're going to get what they're looking for from the priest. They're gonna get the truth. They're gonna get the gospel. They're gonna get the map, so to speak, of which is the way, the truth, and the life to, on their way to heaven, and priests, a lot of more and more, actually. I mean, I see this with with the proliferation of media talking heads like and they're good at what they do, but like Father Mike Schmitz or Father Robert Barron, a lot of people are going and sort of getting exclusively sort of starting to just soak up everything that they're doing, and then sort of seeing their priest as their parish priest almost as suspect or as like the second thing. And that's, I guess maybe that's kind of what a parent might feel when you know, your kid comes home and says, you know, your teacher told you to do a math problem this way. And you're like, well, no, this is do it this way. And then the kid's like, no, you're wrong. My teacher's right.
Right.
You know, and you're just like,
I never
like,
thought about
you're
it
just
that
like,
way.
You're just like, oh, let it, we want to be, you know, we want to be there for you. So this is in no way to besmirch or to detract from the good work that these guys are doing on a very effective media platform. But remember that your priests have that same pastor's heart and want you to be there, and they want you to hold them accountable to being there as well. So challenge your priests.
Yeah, and we're there at the parish. You know, oftentimes my faith formation staff, they'll say, Father, I need you to come and do this, and they'll put it on my calendar. Okay, well, now I know I got to go and talk about this or that. And some of that I've told them. I said, you know, guys, you don't always have to just show a video from Ascension Press or from Word on Fire. You can ask me to come in and explain something. And sometimes folks will say, oh, you're just jealous of, you know, the kind of the fame that those priests have. But similar to the example Father Michael gave, you know, I mean, it's like, well, a spouse would probably be jealous if you're going to somebody else for attention and affection. Whereas that's what we're here for. And our hearts are configured to Christ, to teach and to sanctify, and so it's something that we need to do. And if your priest doesn't, then push him.
And you know, really him. Though, and as you're both talking about this, and I get what you're saying, but to me, does it really matter what the source of or the what caused the conversation to start? You know.
Well, and this dovetails really nicely into the actual topic, because of course this isn't a competitive consideration. This is a cooperative consideration that your parish priests are there to assist you on your way, and if these other mediums are also there doing the same thing, then wonderful. And that's that again. It dovetails nicely into the topic of the necessity, the importance of Catholic radio, right? Like we can't be putting out, you know, content all the time and running a parish and working and being everywhere. We can't, I mean, despite what our people think, I can't preach all the time, right? Most of the time they're like, okay, Father, you've preached enough. Let's move on to the rest of the mass, right? But
I got a football game to get to.
Exactly. but you know, having something like the Quest, AM 1160 is you know, you're not around your priest. You want to hear something quality. You want to hear something you can trust. You want to hear something that's going to direct you to heaven and enrich your day. Maybe even give you a little bit of that encouragement that you need that day. Click on the radio, man, and it's there.
You know, you said that's the second time now you've said, like, first you said that it's a map to get to heaven and direct you. What I've always said is that some radio stations give you a traffic report to get you to your destination. We give you what you need to get you to your final destination.
Oh, I like that. That's
so
clever.
Yeah, that's what we're all about here. Now, Father Tim, I'm looking forward to this hour, actually, because I know you have a story, a testimony, I guess, about Catholic radio, and I want to get to that in just a minute. But I want to remind everybody, first of all, that this is AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our Best of the Quest pledge drive, Stories of Inspiration. We're going to have a story of inspiration from Father Tim coming up here in just a minute, but I just want to make sure that hold on here, we got some money coming in here. Look at that. You guys are popular.
Outstanding. Who's donating?
So Ted from Ackworth, in honor of Father Tim and Father Mike. Bob and Nancy, in honor of Father Tim and Father Mike from Sandy Springs.
No, Mom and Dad, it's just in honor of me, not in honor of Father Mike. Father Mike has his own parents.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Nadolski.
Nancy, thank you. That's in honor of Father Tim and Father Mike. Nancy from Ackworth. We've got Mary in honor of St. Clair. Mary's from Ackworth. Karen from Dallas, in honor of Father Tim and Father Mike. And also Michelle from Ackworth in honor of Father Tim and Father Mike.
Outstanding, so, y'all. Thank you guys very much. This is a worthwhile program to support. And so everybody that's out there listening, please continue that great generosity.
You guys are loved there, aren't you?
Maybe, I don't know.
I think Father Tim is. I think Father Tim is, yeah.
Father Michael's still new. They're still trying to figure him out.
You know what, though? It has even his parents mentioned you. I mean, come on.
Well, hey, Father Michael and I have known each other for about 15 years when we were in the seminary. And when we would have our summer convocations in the seminary, and there wasn't enough room at the Ignatius house, my parents live right around the corner. So my parents would often open up the bedrooms to host excess seminarians. So they often, you know, they'll say, oh yeah, I remember he spent the night at our house one time. Yeah. Now he's a priest.
Yep. Fond memories of the Nadolski household. Yeah.
That's absolutely great. So once again, that number is 470-508-1160. Of course you can go to thequestatlanta.com or go to the Quest Atlanta app, which I'm sure is already on your phone. All you got to do is tap that little donate button. And once again, 470-508-1160. So, Father Tim, now I know you were in Athens for a while.
Correct. Actually, and we were both in Athens for a year together.
Oh, okay.
We've been bouncing in and out, you know, towards and away from each other for years and years. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and I know that while you were up there, there's a Catholic radio station.
Yeah, there's
up
a Catholic radio station in Athens. What's that radio station called? I can't remember. Anyway, you won't be able to get it because it's FM. It doesn't broadcast as far as AM. Mm-hmm. But I always thought that radio was kind of dead and pointless. I've got Sirius XM, which is I should probably cancel that because I only listen to like two stations. I mostly do Spotify. And I'll unplug my phone from my car.
If other people realize that and they canceled their Sirius subscription too, they could probably just transfer that.
Swing that money right over to the Quest.
That's true. Yeah,
a monthly donation would be awesome.
Or you thought, hey, Netflix is getting too expensive, so I'm going to cancel that.
Or too raunchy.
Too raunchy, so I don't really watch it anymore.
Is Netflix bringing me closer to Christ?
Certainly not. but anyway, so I always thought that radio was kind of dead. In fact, when I unplug my phone from my car, it messes up and doesn't go straight to the Sirius XM. It goes to FM like 105.7, which I think used to be a country station when I was in high school, but now it's Spanish, so there's always like reggaeton on, and it's practice for me for my Spanish, so it's just strange. and I didn't even know that AM was still a thing, but when I was in Athens, we had the radio station there, and oftentimes in the confessional, you know, folks would come and say it's been 20-30 years, and usually when that's the case, I like to ask the person what inspired them to come back. And they said, I was tuning through the radio and landed on that Catholic station, and whatever the speaker was saying just inspired me, and I knew I needed to get back to my faith. And so came back to confession. And so, you know, I mean, if one soul can be saved because of Catholic radio, then it's worth its weight in gold. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we should certainly support.
And you know for a fact it's been more than one soul.
Yeah, exactly. So there's much rejoicing in heaven over the conversion of one sinner. Mm-hmm. And if Catholic radio can assist in that, or even if you're already a believer, you're going to find much better, more uplifting content on the Quest than you are probably on any other radio station.
And so think about this. Maybe you're a person that is away from the faith and needs to come back. You're hearing this right now. Maybe that's for a reason. Maybe you have a family member or a friend who's fallen away and needs to come back, and they need to hear the message that's on here. Keep it going. Keep the Quest going. Keep it on the air by donating, or even better yet, a monthly pledge. If you can swing that financially, it would be put to good use at 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com, or tap on the Quest Atlanta app, the donate button on the Quest Atlanta app.
And very importantly, to that point, you know, you're never too far gone. You're never too far away. You know, you look at the prodigal son. We had that reading a few weeks ago at Mass. Mm-hmm. There's never a point where God's mercy isn't sufficient for you. There's never a point where your sins are unforgivable. Regardless of your state in life, your marital circumstances, the last time you've been to Mass or confession, it's okay. We're as priests, we desire to share God's mercy with you. We're We're the ministers, the agents of that mercy. So if it's been a while, contact your parish, contact your priest. Maybe don't come to the, you know, confessional in the morning before Mass when there's a line. but indeed do come in and let us work with you. Let us assist you so that you can be showered with God's mercy and you can be reconciled to the Father. Right?
Yeah, and I want to go off. One thing you said is that you're not too far gone, no matter what situation you're in. And the evil one wants you to think that you are, that you're isolated, that, you know what, nobody's as bad as I am, or nobody is dealing with what I'm dealing with, or whatever the case may be. And that's exactly what he wants. He wants you to think that, and it's not true at all. You can always come back to the Catholic faith, always.
One of the things I like to stress to people is that life is messy, right? I mean, messy doesn't always mean evil, right? Messy can just be things have gotten complicated and I feel overwhelmed. And the way we respond in those situations sometimes is to withdraw and to sort of go down maybe less noble paths to try to keep everything together. But if your life is a little messy right now, or even if that mess is an evil situation, there's always a way back to Jesus, to sort of say in different terms what Father Tim and what you were saying, Dave, that there's always a way back to Jesus, mm-hmm. because he's actually the way itself, right? So mm-hmm. it might require that I change something about the way I'm living my life. It might require some sort of sacrifice of something that I've grown accustomed to. But we are not our sins, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus takes away our sins. What we are is what's loved by God. And so there's always a way back to him, no matter how messy your life has gotten.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. How about we take a little break here, get a little drink of water and stretch the legs, and we'll be back with Father Tim Nedelsky and Father Michael Rivak very shortly.
You are listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our fall pledge drive, where the theme is The Best of The Quest, Stories of Inspiration. After hearing these stories of inspiration, if you are moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Best of the Quest pledge drive shortly on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
AM 1160, The Quest, had such an overwhelming response to the Book of Esther Bible study that we're once again teaming up with Proclaim My Word to bring you a new study called God's Plan to Protect You. Carrie Allen, what are you going to do?
Present the letter to the Ephesians written by St. Paul. It's an awesome letter that he is trying to encourage the Ephesians to stay strong in their faith, not to forget their first love, and to understand that God has a plan for them, and he has a plan for all of us.
Sounds great. How do we get in on this?
Go to the website, proclaimmyword.org, and register, sign up, and then you can download the study guide, which you can use as you're listening. But also, it will give you an opportunity to form some small groups, either virtually with another group, or you can use in person in your area, in your church, neighborhood, or whatever, that you can study the letter to the Ephesians together.
The letter to the Ephesians Bible study starts this October on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
The Atlanta 40 Days for Life prayer rally kickoff and dinner is September 22nd. Learn about the Atlanta 40 Days for Life prayer vigil taking place September 28th through November 6th. More information at thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
The Humane Society has made it known that every animal deserves humane treatment and is worthy of a forever home. Why can't our human race society make it known that every preborn human deserves the same humane treatment and deserves to live? Sadly, for every one child adopted in the United States, there are approximately another 36 couples who would like to adopt. Every year, there are approximately 2 million couples in our country waiting to adopt. If every baby aborted was allowed to be born and adopted, there would still be 800,000 couples waiting to adopt. Babies may not be wanted by their mothers, but they are wanted by others who dream about holding a child in their arms. There are literally millions of loving parents ready to adopt. We are pro-life because every baby is a wanted baby. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Yeah, hi. I'd like a medium, half double decaffeinated, half calf, mocha non-fat with 4 shakes of cinnamon.
That'll be $5.86. Please call around.
There's nothing wrong with spending $5 on a coffee, but is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? The cost of 4 of those coffee drinks each month could be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you. Please prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I was at Mass a while back, and my child was about 3 years old, and I was trying really hard to keep them in the pew and quiet. You know how it is, ladies, right? When you're wrestling with little kids. Well, he was about to lose it, and he's like, I know, and he starts getting restless, and he starts, of course, it's a moment of, like, consecration, and he starts yelling, I know it's Jesus! So my husband picks him up, Matt's running down the aisle, and my three-year-old is yelling, it's really Jesus's body and blood! Out the door. I was mortified. I go to apologize to the priest after, and pray. I'm like, oh God. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Father. Please forgive me. And he's like, no, are you kidding? You're a little guy. I need to apologize to you. That was the Holy Spirit. I've been praying, Lord, how can I teach my parishioners to know that it's truly you present in the Eucharist? So you may think that you're dealing with just a crazy wild toddler, but it could be the Holy Spirit working in and through him.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest invites you to cover the bishops and priests in the Archdiocese of Atlanta in prayer. Just volunteer to commit 1 hour of prayer per week for a year. No meetings, no paperwork, no reports, just prayer. Learn more at sevensistersapostolate.org.
Hi, I'm Alice from St. Brendan the Navigator Parish in Cumming, Georgia. You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO East Point, Atlanta, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or find us online at thequestatlanta.com any time of the day. Embrace your journey. Join The Quest.
The best of The Quest, stories of inspiration pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160 on our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the best of The Quest pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
Hot dog! I've just been informed we now have match money. Once again, match money. Any donation that comes in right now will be matched dollar for dollar. Okay? So $50 becomes a $100 donation. And that also goes for the pledges. If you want to do a monthly pledge, that's going to be matched as well. So make sure you're getting that in here at 470-508-1160. To the Best of the Quest pledge drive. At this hour, we are speaking with Father Tim Dodelsky and Father Michael Reback. Gentlemen, and we were in that break here, we were discussing some things, and
You mentioned the folks in Ackworth are listening and being very generous, so mm-hmm. thank yeah. you and keep that coming. Even if you're not in Ackworth, especially now that the donations are being matched dollar for dollar, that's a great way to support this this apostolate and to be able to get voices into your home.
Also, how much fun would it be too? Father Adrian is the pastor of St. Vincent de Paul neighboring us, and he's coming on at 4:00. Mm-hmm. However, if there are any St. Vincent de Paul parishioners listening now, I would like to steal your donation now.
Well, we already did that when we built our church, but that's okay.
but how much fun would it be? Let's pull a prank on Father Adrian and let's get all of you St. Vincent de Paul listeners active now, and then you can just send Father Adrian fun comments.
Especially those of you that come to our daily Mass on Thursday and Friday.
And you know, and there's actually something to that, Father Michael, because there's matching money right now.
Absolutely.
So if who knows if we'll have it when he comes in or not, but you know you have it now.
Strike while the iron's hot.
So let's make sure we do. Let me just give a shout out to a few people. I don't think I mentioned Cheryl from Ackworth yet.
Oh, hi Cheryl from Ackworth.
I wonder who's
that's in honor of Father Tim, both of you. also Matthew from Ackworth in honor of both of you. Here's one in honor of Deacon Leo and Carol Gayhafer. And that's from Amy Johns Creek. And then also Kathy in honor of both of you. Karen from Marietta in honor of both of you. Honor of cat lover Father Tim.
Oh, boo.
And of course, Father Mike.
Oh, my gosh.
That's from Brittany in Ackworth.
Unbelievable. Cats.
And then also Ray in honor of Father Michael.
Ray.
Is it a different Father Michael? Father Michael Hamburger?
Ribert!
That's Father Ray!
Hola, Roberto. Gracias.
Y'all, quick shout out. Let me take just a second. Ray from, where did it say he was from?
Sandy Springs.
Father Ray, we have a story that I'll share, but Father Ray is our vocation director. Father Ray is our vocation director for the Archdiocese of Atlanta. I couldn't imagine a better one. He was on earlier today this morning. So thanks for continuing to listen. But y'all, Father Ray, I can't tell you enough good things about this guy. If you are a young man who is struggling with or looking for your vocation, or haven't even started thinking about your vocation yet, Father Ray is on top of things. He's on fire, and he's an awesome, awesome dude to talk to. If you are thinking about what the Lord wants for you in your life, what your vocation is he calling you to marriage, or is he calling you to a unique vocation as a priest? Might you be called to that? Mm-hmm. Father Ray would be the guy to reach out to at the Archdiocese, mm-hmm. to help you sort of discern that adventure that we call life. So,
and if you want to hear more, if you missed when Father Ray was on, we're going to have all these hours on demand. When I get to that, we got a small staff here. So,
you can go to calledbychrist.com
to see
our vocations.
The joke there, Father Michael.
I was going to ask about that.
Hamburguesa. So we used to have these retreats. Father Tim's already mentioned it when we were seminarians at the end of the summer. After our summer assignments were done, we'd all get together. One night I was walking on the grounds and I was so hungry. I guess they had only fed me, you know, one dinner instead of the customary three I'm used to, right? And so I'm wandering around and I'm hungry, and I see this van leaving, and there's some people in it. And I thought, oh, good, some seminarians are going to get some food. I'll just put in an order if they're going to McDonald's or something. And so I walked up. There was a Mexican guy driving in the front seat, and Father Ray was then seminarian Ray was next to him, and I said, "Hey guys, you guys going out to get some food? Can I get a hamburger?" And Father Ray's father, his dad, looks at me and he's like, "Sure, but we're not going there." So I was embarrassed as could be that I didn't recognize Father Ray's dad, but so that's why it's stuck. His parents still know me as Father Hamburguesa.
Hamburguesa. I love it. Father Michael Hamburguesa. Excellent, excellent. I just want to mention, too, Father Tim, just before the break, if you missed it, told a great story about what he's seen firsthand of what Catholic radio can do to bring people back to Christ. And it's so true that what we do here, I mean, and every little thing, too, even if you're not completely gone, even if you're not completely away from the faith, but it can also help, no matter what stage you're in, I'm a cradle Catholic, but I'll hear things like called to communion is for people who are thinking about coming into the faith, who aren't Catholic, but they want to come in. But I listen to that show because there are things as a cradle Catholic that I'll go, oh, I didn't know that, you know? So it no matter what stage you're in, there's programming here on The Quest that can help bring you closer to Christ. And if you want to donate or pledge a monthly donation to keep this going, to keep it on the air, You can call 470-508-1160. You can go to thequestatlanta.com and on the app as well on your phone. There's a little donate button right there. So once again, that phone number is 470-508-1160.
Well, real quick, back to vocations again. You know, people often ask, how can we pray for vocations? And kind of this nebulous, we pray for vocations. But I always encourage people, you know, pray for the young men in your parish. Pray for your sons. Pray for your grandsons. That they would be willing to listen to God's voice. Mm-hmm. There's no shortage of vocations, as people say. There's a shortage of the ability to hear, and so we need to provide better ways. And maybe this is one of those. The young men are able to hear the voice of God calling them to the priesthood. And oftentimes, young men would say, "Well, certainly God's not going to call me." I remember having that when I was a freshman in college, thinking about going to seminary. I'm sure Father Michael probably had a similar thing, but just to be open to it. If you're a young man, I always encourage you before anything else, discern the priesthood. Ask God seriously if He's calling you to be a priest. If He is calling you into the vineyard, it's a beautiful vocation. It's a beautiful life. You know, sometimes you talk to parents and they'll say, "Well, gosh, I wouldn't want to wish that life on my son." And I usually say, "Well, thanks a lot." But actually, it's a beautiful life.
Talk about an adventurous life, man.
Yeah. How many of you get to come in and be on the radio? That's right.
Maybe you can have the slogan, "It's not just a job, but it's an adventure."
It's true.
How about that?
You know what, Father Ray, if you're listening, that sounds like a good t-shirt to me. But, you know, if you think about the one of the principal responsibilities of a disciple of Jesus, mm-hmm. is to be evangelical, right? We hear the scriptures say the voice has gone out to the ends of the earth, right? How much more literally can that happen than on a radio wave, right? I mean, so Catholic radio is really, in a sense, performing this very literal exercise of evangelization, sending out throughout all the earth on radio waves the message of the gospel,
and streaming too,
and streaming on your app.
So you're able to get all these great Catholic voices into your home. We're able to come into your house, into your car, be with you for your commute. And I think we were talking about this over the break. We've seen a lot of over the last 2.5 years, especially with live streaming and things, and folks are always asking, "Well, is this talk going to be live streamed or not?" You know, the fact that people are able to really grasp a very wide range of Catholic content, whether it's from Catholic radio, whether it's from parishes, whether it's from other apostolates, but I think there's the importance of remembering that there's more to just having us come into where you are, but the importance of actually living and practicing the faith, and first and foremost with the worship of God.
Come back to Mass is what we're doing. We're inviting anybody who has been really enjoying and devouring Catholic social media, Catholic radio, all of these good and essential things, but have found a sort of a complacency in their home because of the pandemic, which regrettably had sort of disabled us from coming for a time. That time is over, but when we get used to spending our time in a certain way, it's hard to readjust and to make to make space again. And you know, we're seeing to the sadness of our shepherd's heart, sadness of our pastoral heart, that so many people haven't come back yet, and it's difficult when you've reallocated time. Now you're like, "Oh, I should be coming back to Mass, but you know what? I've got all these other things that I do now. I'll just watch it at my convenience." Well, watching Mass is not being at Mass. It never was. Mm-hmm. Even during the height of things, it wasn't actually being at Mass. It was just the best thing that we could do for the time. Mm-hmm. Well, the best thing that we can do at the time now is to come to Mass. So, y'all, even if you're feeling a little uncomfortable about going back and you haven't been back, maybe you're feeling it's just going to be a real inconvenience. And it might be a real inconvenience because you've filled up that time with other things. Fine. But really, really ask your conscience if it's not time for you to get back to the best, most perfect way to fulfill the greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, strength, soul, and mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's kind of what we were talking about, and you know, conversion and you know, repentance is sometimes you do have to leave something behind. So you know, whatever you filled your gap on Sunday morning in with, whether it's golf or you know, I mean, I don't know why anybody would want to watch the Falcons. That's so depressing. you gotta stay true to your home team, I guess. But you gotta cut something out. Maybe that's part of conversion, is you gotta excise the tumor, the sin. And you've got to replace that with something healthy and necessary, which is the Mass.
And it's also not even necessarily a question of cutting something out, but
reorganizing.
And I don't know what the Mass times are at your parish, but I go to Prince of Peace and Flowery Branch, and which is where the Falcons training camp is.
That's right. But not that it's doing any good.
Yes, but. Yeah, what do we have? Six Masses, you know, between the Vigil Saturday, and then there's another five. One of them's in Spanish. But if you can't make that work somewhere into your schedule,
yep.
You got to loosen things up.
And our parish, that's a really good point. You got to loosen things up. Sunday should never be stressed.
Well, but on Sunday, my kids have got baseball because they're on a travel team. Yeah. My daughters have got dance, and my husband has to go play golf, and this and that. And I got to drive everywhere. And it's also kind of some downtime where I can go do some grocery shopping.
Sure. And wouldn't God want you to do everything that you can for your kids?
Yeah. Yeah,
all of that. No, he wants you to do everything you can for him. That's mm-hmm. and loving your kids is part of that. But
well, and everything you can do for your kids is to get them to heaven too.
That's absolutely right. So if we're living Sunday, if we're living Sunday in a way that we are not remembering that we're made for heaven, which is a place of leisure, right? Heaven's not a place of lethargy. It's not a place of like turning into a blob. It's a place of leisure, which is an active rest, right? If we're not living Sunday as an opportunity to practice living in heaven, then we're not going to be good at living in heaven when the invitation really comes to do it. So am I living my Sunday in a way, one, that fulfills the duty that I owe God in justice, which is to come to the Mass and to fully actively and consciously participate, not stand in the back, in the narthex, outside smoking a cigarette, but actually in there praying, fully actively, consciously participating. And
does that include the ushers?
That includes the ushers. Ushers, listen, if any of you are ushers out there listening, behave, okay? you have a vital function to play during the liturgy, but when you're not doing that, fully actively and consciously participate in the Mass.
And for the love of God, as soon as you've deposited the bag into the safe, come back to Mass. Yeah. Don't wander in halfway through the Eucharistic prayer.
No coffee break.
There was that episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
I was just thinking that same thing.
And my dad was the head usher at St. Jude for a million years, and that episode was always so funny to us because Ray realizes that his dad and the other guys aren't actually going to Mass. They're just sitting in the narthex talking about the basketball game, and he's like, "Wait a minute, how do I get to be an usher?" And they say, "Oh, we waited our whole lives for this." And that's kind of the whole context of that episode. But right. No, but all those roles, at Mass, it's important to be there, be present at Mass. If your parish has a cry room, don't go there first. Some parishes, you'll see that the family comes in, they bring the bag of toys, open it up.
They set up a tent.
Yeah.
And like a smoothie machine.
Have their conversations while Mass is going on. Mm-hmm. We don't have a cry room. We don't have a nursery because I think kids belong in Mass.
Babies are welcome at Mass in our parish. Yeah. And the only time that you should ever feel like you need to take the baby out is just to calm them down and bring them right back in. We want everybody, every soul at Mass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The best way to teach kids the importance of Mass, the best way to instill maybe, the possibility of a vocation, to just teach them how to be holy is come to Mass. Come up to the front row, sit up there, and if they're a little fussy, that's okay. But bring them to Mass.
My son, when he was a toddler, my oldest, he, for some reason, he liked to be held upside down, like by his ankles.
Oh, yeah.
He would start fussing in Mass and making noise. And I'd be sitting in the pew and I'd pick him up and hold him. And people would look at me, what is he doing? But that's what he liked. And it kept him quiet.
You laugh, but I mean, there's all sorts of weird things like that. And people are like, "Oh, I don't want to do that. The priest is going to think I'm crazy." No, we've seen all sorts of weird stuff like that. Holding your kid upside down by the ankles keeps him quiet. Great.
And he was happy. He was happy.
He's at Mass.
So anyway, I want to remind everybody that this is AM 1160, The Quest. This is the Best of the Quest Pledge Drive, Stories of Inspiration. And I want to just, in a nutshell, give the story of inspiration that you gave about Catholic Radio, Father Tim, in just a minute. But I just want to make sure we get that phone number out here. is 470-508-1160. If you want to make a pledge, keep this going. Keep this Catholic radio in Atlanta going. And we're not that old. I mean, we're only been around like 4 years. And we heard a story from, and it's all running together now, we're on hour 21, but somebody along the way here told the story about moving here from Michigan, and they had a great Catholic radio station in there, and she just assumed a city the size of Atlanta is going to have a Catholic radio station. No, we didn't until just a few years ago when the Quest signed on. So if you want to keep this going, I mean, it could all disappear if we don't get the finances. So we got to keep it going. 470-508-1160. Go to thequestatlanta.com or tap on the donate button on the app.
And consider, too, that your donation is going to do a lot more than just keep Catholic radio for you. It's going to keep Catholic radio for the more than a million Catholics that have moved to the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
And so your $50 a month pledge is going to bear much fruit, much more than $50 worth.
Absolutely,
going to reach a lot of people.
I heard that the Atlanta Archdiocese is the fastest growing Catholic diocese in the country. It's not just people; it is people moving here, but it's also these RCIA programs are filled up.
Yeah, we had our RCIA class last night, and we had about 20 people in it, which is
that's awesome.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, it's I think it's the courage of so many of my brother priests, guys that I went to the seminary with, guys that graduated before or after me, who are really just doing a great job of preaching the truth in a dynamic way, using the media that we have available to us, being willing like Father Ben was to come on just before us, when people see the truth in a beautiful way, mm-hmm. it's unavoidable and it's irresistible, and so people are not only moving to Atlanta, but Protestant Atlantans are getting exposed to this in a way that they never have before, and it's just the gospel is just drawing them, or the fullness of the gospel is just drawing them in.
Absolutely, I want to mention too. While we're talking about raising funds for the Quest and everything, I asked our it's all volunteers around here. I mean, we've got a couple full time employees, but for the most part, we run on a shoestring and volunteers. I mean, that's the way it works around here. But we have a volunteer who kind of takes care of our finances, and so I was just saying, what are some of these expenses that you don't even think about?
For sure.
Software licenses, whether that's Microsoft. I mean, I've got Adobe here, we need it for the audio, and now we're getting into video now too. You gotta reach, especially the younger people. They're not going to listen to an AM radio station. They want video. They want, so now we have a YouTube channel for our young adult show. But software licenses, $450 a month. And we get the nonprofit deal, on that, so we're always watching it. But if you could swing $450 a month, maybe you just paid off your car and you don't have a car payment anymore, you could swing that over here for the next year. That would be awesome. We would really love that. Or if you could divide that into 12, my math isn't too good, but 450 divided by 12, you could take care of 1 month for us over the next year. That would be great, taking care of our software licenses. So that's just one thing. I mean, there's a list here. There's so many things.
Yeah, and the same is true in parishes. I think a lot of times people take for granted the things that, go into running a parish and the various costs and whatnot, from keeping the lights on to keeping the air conditioning set at 67 degrees in church in the summer.
And Catholic radio's got a disadvantage, though, in a sense, because people can see and they come and experience those things that the hidden costs of a parish. They come in and they experience, the parish is comfortably cool. That's mm-hmm. a thing that I'm getting. We can point to that ourselves and say, look, this is why but Catholic radio is at a disadvantage there because all of these it's radio. You can't see any of this stuff.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
We're in the air.
And so, we're in the air. So you have an even harder job to do to tell people, look, this is, you can't see all of this brick and mortar. You mm-hmm. can't see all of the chairs and the desks and the paper products that we have to use that we need to pay for. So
and we're
please,
not all
please,
sharing one microphone. We each have our own microphone.
Thank God. Yeah.
Yes. And I know from church stuff, this is not inexpensive equipment, but it it enables us to bring the best quality to you, the listener.
Bring the best of the quest.
And I was talking earlier a little. We got to wrap this up pretty soon.
We
got to get into Dr. Ray. The doctor is going to be starting up here at 1 o'clock. But just real quick, I want to mention this, that we've got this new show called Honest to God. And it's by young adults for young adults. And we realize that there's not a whole lot of programming out there for young adults, you know, 18 to 30-ish, 35-ish maybe. But so we kind of did a focus group. We're talking to them, and they want to see a visual. They want to see, you know, they'd rather watch, rather than listen to a podcast, they want to watch it on YouTube, and they want to see the video. And even if it's just a person, you know, a talking head, you know, just the camera on the person who's talking, they want to see that. And we found that from several people in that demographic. And so we had to go out and buy cameras, you know, so that we could have this show, have a visual for it. Now we've got a new YouTube channel, for the young adult show. It airs here. The audio portion airs here at 4 o'clock on Saturdays, and that's when it drops on YouTube as well, the new episode. But all that costs money. I mean, if you're going to reach these people, mm-hmm. they're not going to come to us. We've got to go to where they are. They're on YouTube. That's where we need to be. And that costs money to get there.
That's right. And again, it's about the motivation of this. You'd say, okay, well, you know, if they're there and you're there, well, that was confusing. If they're on YouTube and you're not, well, you know, but you're doing this as an evangelical mission. This mm-hmm. is a mission. This isn't a commercial venture. This is trying to be the arms of the shepherd who reaches out and mm-hmm. seeks the lost. Right. So, by donating to these additional expenses, by donating to provide for these additional expenses, people are contributing in a very profound and concrete way in the mission of evangelization, in the mission of helping keep the Archdiocese of Atlanta as mm-hmm. the premier growth diocese in the country, to keep people on their way to heaven.
I just don't want to interrupt right there, but I do have to, because I'm going to have to say we're going to join the doctor is in progress, as they say. But I just want to, I can't get to Dr. Ray without mentioning a few people here. Karen and Mike from Dallas. That's in honor of Father Tim and Father Mike. Also in honor of you two is from William in Dallas. Sally and Art, that's for St. Clair's. They're from Ackworth. Jennifer from Ackworth, thank you. Amy from Johns Creek, that's a shout out to the 12 o'clock music class of Regina Chaley Academy. And also Charlotte from Ackworth.
St. Clair, you guys have done a great job.
Honestly, they have.
And the St. Clair people always come through when there's a need, when there's something that needs to be done, they're there.
And honestly, I think it speaks volumes for the two of you, too, because...
Well, remember, I'm new.
Yeah. Yeah, but it does. It really speaks. You were mentioned pretty, even by his parents, you were mentioned every time. So, I mean, come on.
I'm still resentful of that.
Padre Amberguesa.
And if I can just say one last thing, if you didn't hear anything, the most important thing because we're in your ear right now, if it's been a long time since you've been to confession, please come back. God wants to forgive you. God wants to welcome you home. And if you've not been going to Mass, please come back.
He wants to feed you with his body, blood, soul, and divinity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping out, for supporting the quest. We appreciate it.